Time for news and views here on WRDB at Magnum.media. Today, we welcome in Reedsburg Emergency Management Director Josh Kowalki. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, and hopefully you're staying well also.
I am.
Emergency management, usually we think of flooding or tornadoes or fires, but I can't imagine 2 or 3 months ago you were thinking about this, were you?
No. Well, we might have been. It might have been on the radar, but it certainly would have never guessed it would be to this extent.
Yeah, precautions, they're numerous, Josh, and it's really just the tip of the iceberg. It's like the worst is yet to come.
Yeah, I believe it is. You know, I think we got a long road ahead of us. There's, you know, people are doing really good with their social distancing, with staying home, but we certainly have a long ways to go here.
And as a city, you're really doing a lot of things, the shutting down buildings and playgrounds, too, just trying to keep one less option available for people to become social.
Yep. Yeah, we have. You know, it's good to get outside. It's good to go for walks. But certainly we want to make sure that people are social distancing while they're doing that. Families are welcome to walk together, but we really encourage groups of people not to get together.
Have you seen that occur, that folks are taking heed, Josh?
Yeah, I think we have. You know, I think, you know, certainly if you look outside and you look at Main Street, there's a lot less traffic out there than there would be on an average day.
And are there more things that folks can do that they haven't thought about yet, just trying to stay away from other people?
No, I really think that's the biggest thing we can do right now is really avoid that close contact with people. Realize that if you are sick, to isolate yourself, even in your own home. You know, wash your hands often. When you think about washing your hands, a lot of us don't do it right. So take a look on YouTube or online, and there's some really good videos out there on how to wash your hands and get all those nooks and crannies. Cleaning surfaces on a regular basis and using hand sanitizer if you don't have any other option are all really good things to do.
I guess we've also learned what essential and non-essential trips and things like that. Now we know what to do, right?
Yeah, it certainly has enlightened a lot of us on what we need to do and, you know, probably how we should be acting all the time when it comes to viruses.
Yeah, I can't wait for this to be over, obviously, but I guess it's a learning opportunity, and we're learning from those that have been before us, whether it's China or Italy or now New York City.
Yeah, we certainly are looking at what other places are doing, both at the city level and then at the county level. You know, we're making preparations right now for different types of sheltering if need be, and different situations that they've already run into. We're trying to make those preparations ahead of time. So when we do get to the highest level of this pandemic in our area, we're going to be prepared for it.
And Josh, are there some resources that folks should go to instead of relying on social media for their advice?
Yeah, there's unfortunately, you know, just like social media a lot of times does, there's a lot of false information out there. So really what I would encourage people to do is the Sauk County website has really good information. The Department of Human Services website for the state of Wisconsin has information relative to what's going on statewide. And then, as always, the CDC information is really good as well. So all of those are reliable sources, and I would encourage people to really find one or two sources of information and really focus on them. You know, a lot of times we look online and just do a simple search and we're overwhelmed with information. So if you really focus on one or two sources and focus on them, you're going to feel a lot less overwhelmed.
That's the key. Josh, appreciate it and stay well.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Reedsburg Emergency Management Director Josh Kowalki, our guest today. News and views on WRDB.